I didn't mean to startle you. Did I wake you up? You're already awake? Well, I guess that's good and bad news. Good news that I didn't wake you up. Bad news that I guess you can't sleep. And I see that Riley's already out cold, huh? Typical. My sister can't stay awake past midnight if her life depended on it. So, why can't you sleep? No, just kind of an insomniac. I mean, I guess me too. But I don't know. I can't help but notice that it kind of seems like something's troubling you. I don't know. You just seem kind of off. But maybe I'm just imagining things. I don't know. I mean, are you okay? Yeah, I guess that is kind of a loaded question. But really, are you okay? I really want to know. You know, you can talk to me. I won't tell Riley anything. You know what? We don't have to talk about it right now. But how about I keep you company? Don't worry, I won't buy. Unless you ask nicely, of course. Come on, scoot over. Consider yourself lucky. Yeah, I'm sacrificing my nightly ritual of staring at the ceiling and contemplating my existence. Yeah, no, I mean, like, it is really important that I do that, but I don't know. I think it's okay if I skip it for one night. Oh, there we go. See? Now you're not alone. Oh, you're shivering. Come here. Let me warm you up. No. It's okay. It doesn't mean anything if you don't want it to mean anything. I'm just warming you up, okay? There we go. Gosh, you're so cold and kind of tense. When's the last time someone held you like this? Oh, baby. Let's get a blanket. Yeah, that might be nice and cozy, right? Okay. And there. You can feel my body heat a lot better now, right? Warming you up. Nice and cozy. Oh, there we go. Now you're starting to relax. Now, what do you say we watch some mind-numbing TV? Let's see if we can find any terrible late-night reruns. The ones worth watching, of course. Nope. Oh, maybe this one. Oh man, look at those outfits. The 90s were not kind of fashion, were they? I should probably try not to laugh too loud. Oh, who am I kidding? Riley is such a heavy fucking sleeper. No, I think there could be an earthquake and she'd sleep through it. You know, I've always felt kind of protective of you. Yeah, no, I did. Even when you were just my sister's awkward friend. I don't know. I know we're all adults now, and you're not much younger than me, but I don't know, I like taking care of people. Especially you guys. Sometimes you guys both feel like my little siblings, you know? I just want to make sure you're okay and watch over you. Let me just take care of you tonight, okay? Yeah, no, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. How about I brush your hair? Yeah? No, I swear to you, it's gonna feel really good. And I am way gentler than my sister, okay? I mean, when I wanna be. I'm not gonna yank it out or anything. I just thought, you know, it might help you relax. Yeah? Okay. Just get your hair in the back here and just focus on the feeling. Let your mind wander, you know. Think about, I don't know, your favorite meme right now. Anything that might help you smile a little. Whatever helps you zone out. Plus, I really like your smile, so I wouldn't mind seeing it. But it's up to you. You know, in another life, I think I probably could have been like a hairdresser. Like one of those ones that like are really bougie and like can do all the cool like balayages and shit. I mean, I'm the one who bleaches and dyes my hair, so it's not like it's super hard shit. At least not for me. But I chose the more responsible path of whatever it is that I'm doing with my life now. Yeah. We love practical decision making. Yay. It feels good, right? Told you. And you're being really good. Just staying still for me. Just relax. Let me do all the work. You just gotta be my sweet baby for the night, okay? You know, it's kind of nice having you all to myself like this. Don't tell Riley, but I've always kind of liked you the best out of our friends. Friends are usually way more, how do I say this nicely? I mean, loud is one word I could use to describe them. They just like talk a lot, but they don't really like listen, you know? None of them seem to really get her. But you're all right. Maybe we should do this more often. Just the two of us. Don't let it get to your head though, okay? You know, I'm really glad that you and Riley got back in touch. I feel like she really needed that. She's always surrounded by people, but she's still kind of lonely sometimes, you know? But she's always been like that. People think she's all tough and brooding and shit, but she's really a big softie. And she gets so embarrassed so easily. It's really cute. She pretends she hates it when I lay on the big sister act really thick. And she always makes it a point to remind me that we're like not actually related, you know? Our parents just dated for a little bit. But then she gets all pouty when I stop doing it. So I think she secretly likes the attention. I bet she does stuff like that with you too, huh? Yeah, I knew it. Oh shit, look at this scene. Is that supposed to be a computer? Oh my fucking god, it's like they went to a museum to get their props. That shit is a fucking dinosaur. Oh gosh. You know, your hair's a lot softer than my sister's. Don't tell her though. Are you using like some bougie Sephora shampoo or is it just good jeans? Is that so? You know, it's kind of weird. I remember when you two first became friends. Well, I guess all of us, but you guys were always really close. And God, you guys are so fucking awkward. No, don't hide your face. It was cute. It was cute how awkward you guys were. Used to hide behind textbooks whenever I walked by. Try to hide your little devices. You always act like you were doing something really mysterious, but most of the time you were just watching some cartoon or show that our parents would have gotten mad at you for. And you guys always acted like I would care, but I never cared. Now look at you guys. All grown up and having wine nights instead of sleepovers. I'm getting kind of tired of this one. Why don't I change the channel? Ugh, 24-hour news. That's the last thing I want to hear right now. Infomercials. Oh, that's so exciting. But I think maybe not tonight. A little bit too exciting, don't you think? Yeah. I mean, look at that lady with the blonde bob. She's way too excited about shake weights. That's way too much energy right now at this time. She's doing way too much. Okay, let me see what else is on TV. Ooh, Toonami. Now we're talking. And they're playing Fooly Cooly. Oh, I love that show so fucking much. Hey, do you even still watch anime? I mean, I can change the channel if you do. Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know. I was starting to think I was the only adult who hadn't outgrown it yet, but looks like we have this cringe shit in common, huh? Oh gosh, now you got dirt on me. I might have to lock you up and throw away the key, huh? Make sure you can't tell anybody that you know this about me. You know, I used to do this for my sister too when we were kids and she couldn't sleep. Brush her hair, I mean. Now she only lets me do it when she's had too much wine. But she fell asleep before I got to tonight. So sad. Yeah, when she's drunk off of specifically wine, like only wine. That's when she lets herself admit that it hits at any age and that she's not too old for it. It's nice though, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's nice to just get to, like, be babied, you know? Oh man, this episode. Oof. I can't believe they got away with that joke. It's like the censors were asleep or something. Guess that's the perk of airing at 2 a.m. You know, it's been on my mind a lot lately. Do you ever just, like, feel like you're waiting for your life to start? Like, you're playing pretend with all this adult shit, waiting for it to all of a sudden click? Yeah, I don't know. I keep misremembering my age lately. Like, I keep thinking that I'm, like, still 21. And I'm definitely not 21 anymore. But, like, it's the first thing that comes to my mind when somebody asks me how old I am. It's like my brain is still trying to process that, like, I don't know, like, I'm an adult. Yeah, 21 is an adult, but, like, not really. I don't know. Sometimes I look at you guys and I'm like, damn, you really got your shit together. It's kind of awesome and terrifying, but mostly awesome. I'm really proud of you. What do you mean? You're doing so much right now. I mean, yeah, you might be more on your phone than you would like, but I mean, who isn't these days? Sometimes you just need to zone out. There's a lot going on, but you're doing a really good job. You don't have to do everything perfectly for me to be proud of you. You're still, you know, you're still trying to be better every day. And that's what matters, okay? And also, it shows you get better every day. Even if it's just a little bit by little bit. I'm not just saying that, baby. Oh. That's okay, baby. You know what? For tonight, you can just be baby, okay? Just be my little baby. Mm-hmm. Just let me brush your hair. And you don't gotta think about being good at everything or good at anything at all. I'm just gonna take care of you. Oh, shit. I love this part. Watch this. Oh, God, that's classic. I swear they don't make shows like this anymore. Probably for good reason, but still. I don't think they'd be able to pull it off today. You know, my sister's really lucky to have a friend like you. No, I'm serious. You're good people, okay? Don't let anyone tell you different. But right now, you're all mine. And I'm gonna say, I kinda like it more than I expected. Oh, God, here's the infomercials again. At least it's not the scheduled programming, you know? But wait, there's more. There's always more. It's like the gift that keeps on giving, except it's not a gift and nobody fucking wants it. Oh, God. I don't get why they have so much energy in the middle of the night. Like, I mean, they record this at whatever time they do, but it's like maybe they'd sell more products if they made relaxing commercials, you know? Maybe then people would associate them with good feelings instead of just, I don't know, theatrics. You know, this is nice. Just chilling, not having anything important to talk about. Sometimes I forget how nice it could be to just, like, I don't know, exist with somebody. No pressure, no expectations, just vibes. Oh man, remember when we used to have those epic Mario Kart tournaments? You were the only one who could ever beat me at Rainbow Road, and it pissed me off. Oh, maybe we should have a rematch sometime. Hmm? Yeah, I don't think you can beat me anymore. I think I might have caught up to you finally. Yeah. You know, just for old time's sake though, just for fun, not for competition. Even though I'm gonna beat you. Your hair's gonna be so soft in the morning. I think my sister might be a little jealous. But then maybe she'll let me brush her hair again. It's a win-win. You get soft hair and then she gets soft hair again. Man, I'm starting to get kind of... I think I'm just gonna rest my eyes for a bit. But I'm not sleeping, okay? Just resting. My grandpa, you need anything? Oh, you're feeling sleepy too? Okay, great, because I am in fact about to go to sleep. I was lying. come here, snuggle up. Get close to me so I can keep you warm. You know, a lot of the time it's so quiet at night. It almost kind of trips me out. Like, it almost feels like I'm the last person alive sometimes, you know? Like, obviously not, but everything is just so still. But, I don't know. It was nice to find you tonight. Felt a lot less lonely than it normally does. And I'm gonna keep you safe from all the things that go bump in the night, okay? You're my sweet baby, after all. I've gotta protect you. Anyway, nothing bad ever happens when I'm around. It's like I got a sixth sense for danger or something. Or maybe I'm just scarier than all those things out there, huh? Oh, your eyes are getting so heavy. It's okay, just let them get heavy. Just let your eyes get heavy and soft. Close your eyes. Everything's okay. I'm here, sweetheart. I'm right here. Feel the tension leaving your body with each exhale. Just let your eyelids relax. Every little muscle. There you go. Oh, good job, sweet baby. Just feel my warmth wrapping around you. It's safe here in my arms. You're safe. You're safe. Just feel my warmth. With each breath, let yourself sink deeper into my embrace, okay? Your mind is slowing down. Thoughts drifting away like clouds. Just fuzzy little clouds. Focus on my voice. Let everything else fade into the background. Oh, look at you, so tired. So tired. Oh, it's gonna feel so good to just sleep, isn't it? Your arms and legs are getting looser. Your body feels so heavy now. Oh, I'm so happy. So comfortable with me. You're doing great. You're doing everything perfectly fine. Just keep breathing slowly and deeply. Let your body sink into my embrace. Let yourself listen to my heartbeat and just fade out. There's nothing you need to do right now except be my sweet sleepy baby. You're so cute. Let go and allow yourself to drift off. You can stay here for as long as you want and as long as it's safe for you. You're no trouble at all for me, sweetheart. You can stay with me as long as you like. We're both gonna sleep so much better like this, aren't we? Yes, yes, we are. Oh, there we go. Fast asleep.